Union Administration.
And welcome back to Westerville North High School. At the break, the Sails on top of Beechcroft, 17-0. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savoldi. Numbers from the first half. Total offense, the Sails only 122 yards, 77 rushing, 45 passing. And for Beechcroft, 45 yards of total offense, 50 passing. And Larry, negative 5 yards rushing in the first half for the Cougars.
Well, it's been tough sledding inside the tackles for the Cougars all night. And there's no doubt that DeSales' front four has been dominant every game we've seen them play this year. Even against the potent offense that Hartley had, the front four was pretty dominant.
But for each team, only 3 first downs in the first half. 4 penalties for 33 yards against the Cougars. 4 for 30 against the Stallions. No turnovers in the first half, although we tried to have a couple. In the individual category for DeSales, Booth, 13 carries, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns. Silvestri, 1 of 2 passing for 45 yards. For Beechcroft, Barrett, 7 of 13 passing, 50 yards. He was sacked twice for 21 yards. Samuel, 10 carries for Shamar, only 1 yard in the first half. 7 possessions, 6 punts for Beechcroft, and the last possession to end the half, they were 1 of 7 on third down. Scoring in this contest for DeSales in the second quarter, Booth a yard out, ended a 7-play, 65-yard drive, took 2:43 off the clock. It was 7-0. Then Booth again from 46 yards out, a 2-play, 45-yard drive, took 45 ticks off. And then on the free kick after the fair catch, Dominic Demasio, a 46-yard three-pointer to make it 17-0. Early in the second half, if you're DeSales, you get the ball. You're Ryan Wiggins. What did you tell your team at halftime?
Well, this is an important first drive because if you remember last week on their first drive, they went down and they kind of sputtered a little bit down toward the goal line. But this time, if they can punch this one in, they're 1 score away from a running clock, and they would love to have that happen in the second half here because that just shortens the game, makes it easier for them. And they can rest a few people.
And again, if you're just joining us, Brian Asamoah not playing tonight for the Stallions. That foot injury, he's resting tonight. Talked to him before the game. I saw him move around before the contest, so I would think he could be ready next week.
Yeah, I would think he could be ready, but they'd like to not have to play him if they didn't have to.
It's time to kick it off to start the second half for the Cougars. In the person of Abdulaziz Sanat. He's his soccer captain, by the way. This was a district soccer team this past year for the Cougars. Bouncing kick scooped up at the 11-yard line, up to the 15, 20, 25. Velasquez trying to find the corner. Here goes Joey, 35, 40, 45, midfield, and knocked out of bounds, but not till he crosses the 50-yard line. You know, Larry, he came to the outside, garnered more speed, more blockers, and just kind of steamrolled across midfield.
Well, the first thing he did was he got vertical. He got straight up the field, and then as everybody converged, he made one move to the outside, and everybody was packed inside, and he could get around the corner. A lot of guys make the mistake of just trying to go outside wide, and then everybody chases you.
42 yards on the return. First and 10 for the Stallions from the Cougar 48-yard line. So Silvestri, the quarterback, he's got Booth, he's got Van Fossen, he's got a wide out to the top, barks the signals to the right side of the offensive line, now under center. It's Booth time. Alonzo's got it, puts his head down, and churns forward to the 45-yard line. Then they drag him back, and they push him back some 10 yards back to the Stallion 45. But he'll pick up about 3 on the play down to the Cougar 45. It'll be 2nd and 7 from there, some 25 seconds into the second half.
You know, we've talked about the sales front, but, you know, this Beechcroft Cougar front's done a pretty good job tonight, too. I mean, they've been stingy inside. They've been cracked a couple times with not reverses, but counter plays. But straight-up ISO plays and the power plays that DeSales has been known for, they've done a good job defending it.
Well, they had 3 shutouts on the season and 3 additional games where they gave up single digits. 2nd and 7 for the 45. It's Booth inside the 40, carrying defenders all the way down to the 37-yard line. They were trying to drag him down at the 41-yard line, and he just carried a defender the extra couple yards. Samuel was trying to bring him down, and Shamar just was along for the ride.
Well, that was a strange formation that time because they had Booth lined up over the left tackle behind a stacked Patrick Moriarty, and then they had the deep back was Velasquez, so they had 3 backs in the backfield. But he was stacked in like an eye over the tackle, and they just quick-handed it awful to him over the tackle, and it was just straight ahead and 8 or 9 yards.
Noble to the top, offset again. Velasquez, the deep back. He's got the toss. He looks for the gap. He's got it inside the 35-yard line, down to the 31. This kid does not run like a sophomore, does he?
No, he doesn't play at all like a sophomore. I think he's still a little too naive to understand that this is supposed to be a big boy's game. Well, he's playing like a big boy. He plays defense like a big boy.
You know, offensively, coming into this contest, Larry, 4 carries for 1 yard.
Well, if you stop and think between Booth and Asamoah, there aren't a whole lot of carries left in the backfield. So this looks like a DeSales team that was told at halftime, we're going to go out there and put this thing out and just turn out the lights on this Beechcroft team.
Ball's at the 31-yard line, 2nd and 4 from there. Velasquez again, and they wrap him up right at the 30-yard line. Is that Smoot?
It is. It is. It's Aaron Smoot Baker. Has just had a great game tonight. He's been injured twice and taken off, but he continues to play hard, and he keeps grabbing that left arm. He's not coming out. He doesn't want to come out of this game.
They add some more size up front now.
Do they ever?
That's big number 75, Jaleel Richardson, who goes 270 pounds. Third down. And a long three from the 30-yard line. 9:28 and ticking. Third quarter. Stallions up 17-0. Backs offset again. This time it's Booth. He's got an opening to the right side. 25, 20, 15, 10. With the diagonal to the pylon. Takes it in for the touchdown. 9:16 left to go. 30 yards for the score for Alonzo Booth. And make that touchdown number 35. And then it was 23-0.
You know, everything I ever heard about coaching when I coached guys, they said, if a running back gets a long run, it's because the wide receivers did a great job blocking downfield. Well, that time, Jared Noble locked his cornerback up and just pushed him all over the field, and that allowed Booth to make the cutback all the way down the sidelines, and it was an easy score for Mr. Booth.
And Dominic Tomasio on for the extra point. So the Stallions get that early score you were talking about, Larry. They can get one more, perhaps, and get that running clock and shorten this contest and start to think about the regional final next week. Good snap. Plenty of leg. And it's 24-0. 9:16 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Another Division III matchup tonight. Franklin has scored a touchdown early in the second half, but they still trail St. Mary's 31-17.
It's been Alonzo Booth again here, Ryan. 30 yards out, 5 plays, 48 yards, 2:44 off the clock. And it's 24-0 Stallions in this one. If you're the Cougars, I mean, what can you hope to do here in the third quarter, Larry?
Well, you're going to try to do what you've been trying to do all night. You know you can't run the ball inside, and so they're going to have to hit the perimeter passing game, try to go over the top when they get them sucked up tight on the receivers in man coverage, and just hope to hit one. And that's about all they can do.
Three men deep for the Cougars. Samuel nearside, high, deep, and there will be a return. It will start from the 2-yard line, up across the 5, the 10, the 15, up to the 20-yard line, and back their way all the way up to the 26. I'm going to say it's Daytre Long on the return.
You're going to say, because quite frankly, we can't tell by the numbers.
Because it was double digit. One of the numbers was a 2 to start with. So I'm going with Long. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. And that eliminates about 30 guys on the roster.
All right.
It's good.
First and 10 just passed the 26. 9:08 left to go. 24-0 Stallions up. Barrett has got 3 and a fun bunch to the top now. They're going to readjust. 2 to the bottom. They're going to hand it off and look for a gap up the middle. And there's a seam this time. 30, yep. 35.
Goodbye.
Acceleration right up the middle. Shamar Samuel, one man to beat. Can they drag him down from behind? And they tackle him inside the 1-yard line.
I think they're actually going to spot it about the 2 or 2.5. But
72 yards on that run right up the middle for Shamar Samuel.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with Jared Noble. He ran him down from behind.
And you saw what he did, too. He tried to
tomahawk
the football there on the right side and nearly got a piece of that. But Samuel with a 72-yard gain, first and goal Cougars from the two.
Just as I said, they haven't had any success inside. What do? They crack a run on the first play.
This time Barrett under center with Samuel behind him. He sneaks it, tries to find the end zone, and does he break the plane? No signal yet. No signal yet. Now a signal, touchdown. 8:41 left to go. A rapid answer from the Cougars as Barrett calls his own number and takes it in for the touchdown to make it 24-6.
Well, that's not what the Stallions had in mind, that's for sure.
It's his sixth touchdown rushing so far on the season. Young man who started near the end of last season because of injuries to Messiah Fleming. Not a pure runner, but a guy that can scramble and then, in that case, find about 4 feet when he needed it.
And a whole bunch of big guys in front of you to push.
Extra point time now for the Cougars. There's the snap. There's the kick. It is blocked.
Darius Mullins came right up the gut, and I think he blocked it with his number 71.
Yeah, Mamadou Fofana trying to go 19 of 22 on extra points. Can I convert so we stay at 24-6? 8:41 left to go. We'll pause in the third quarter here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
8:41 left to go as the Cougars get on the board. Barrett 2 yards out. Fofana has his kick block. Two plays, 74 yards, 27 seconds, 72 of those on the run by Shamar Samuel. And now we stand at 24-6 in this contest. Abdulaziz Sanat to boot it. And the return going to start from the 5-yard line for the Stallions. Up across the 20, Vasquez up to the 25, and the hanky parade in earnest at the 17-yard line. We'll see what this is all about against the Stallions. It's a block in the back, and we're coming back. I like the one official took his flag and tossed it on top of his compadres.
Well, that's going to put the Sales in a hole here. They're going to start this drive at about the 8-yard line, and that's not what they wanted to do here. Now, that's, you know, kind of a bad set on defense. I know they cracked just one play, but that's something DeSales hasn't given up in a long, long time. And now they're going to start in a hole. And this is going to energize this Beechcroft Cougar team.
I was going to ask you, what kind of stimulation this provides the defense?
Well, they're thinking right now that if they can get a 3-and-out, they're going to get the ball on the short side of the 50. And they've already demonstrated the ability now to score. They've cracked the ice here, if you will. And so they're going to get a little energy out of this.
First and 10 Stallions from their own 8-yard line with 8:35 left to go.
DeSales runs a play-action pass now. Everybody's going to be open because they've got 9 guys within about 2 yards.
Not going to happen. Booth has got it, puts his head down, and just finds a little gap out across the 10 to around the 12-yard line. That's the thing about Alonzo Booth. He can get into open field and then just blow by everybody. By the same token, he's the guy you love between the tackles because he'll find you the 3 or 4 tough yards as well.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how fast he is, but nobody catches him. You know what I mean? So I don't know what that means exactly, but it seems like he runs away from everybody.
They could be frightened to tackle him, too.
So that's, what are you going to do, jump on his back? I don't know.
Booth has got it again on the toss, but wait, there's a flag before the start of the play with 7:58 left to go. And it's a false start on the offense. Yeah, the Sales has been on the cusp tonight, Larry, a couple times. You know, you just felt they were close to maybe blowing this to a 30-plus margin, but just a couple things have happened. Early on, remember, they didn't look in sync offensively, maybe partly due to Beechcroft's good play defensively, but they're still trying to find that seam again and find that opening, and now they've got the ball back inside the 10-yard line near the 6.
Well, they're being their own worst enemy, and they got to get it out of there.
Second and 12. Booth has got a gap out across the 15, drags people out to the 19, maybe the 20. Where they mark him, I think he's got enough for the first down.
He's going to have the first down by a yard at the 19-yard line. And that's how you get it out of the hole. You give it your 230-pound hammer, and you say, go run north and south. Well, in this case, north.
Told you the stat I had from last week. I didn't update it, but going into play last week, actually through the regular season, Alonzo Booth had 1,024 yards in total offense on scoring plays alone. That's a career for some folks. And speaking of Booth, he rumbles past the 25 up to around the 27-yard line. Got hit at the 23. And one of the Cougars lost his helmet on the play. That's number three, and that's Tavion Bryant. He'll have to check out for a play.
Well, you know, when you have a 230...
And we've got a player down. Is Booth up?
I don't see Booth. So I think he's down on the ground.
At the 27-yard line, we're blocked off by the Sales bench right now, and I see 10 guys in the field, and one of the numbers I do not see right now is number 34.
Right.
Remember, Brian Asamoah is not playing tonight as it is.
Right. That means Joey Velasquez would have to be the main man.
He's up now, coming to the sidelines.
Limping a little bit. Nope, he's not allowed to be hurt. I mean, that's the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not get hurt.
Booth now in this contest, 19 carries, 144 yards, three touchdowns. That's going to put Van Fossen and Velasquez in the backfield.
Well, and they're both good running backs, too. So it's not like DeSales doesn't have good running backs. They're just not Alonzo Booth.
Ty's only touched it three times all season. He has been Mr. Blocker extraordinaire. Joey's got it. And he takes it right up the middle, up to the 35-yard line. A little bobble on the initial toss back from Silvestri to Velasquez, but then he got the handle and righted it and took it up the left hash all the way up to the 35-yard line.
Well, that's that toss ISO play, and I'm not sure why you toss it to run off tackle, you know what I mean? But they do it. Hartley does it. Several teams do it. It gives the concept that it might be an outside play, but it hits inside. And maybe that's
like
why they
they're going to do a little taping to the left ankle of Alonzo Booth. Velasquez again gets the toss and takes it up to the 39-yard line. Alonzo's sitting on the training table right now, Larry. They're attending to his left ankle. Looks like he's going to get a tape job.
Yeah, I was watching him run up and down. He doesn't look like he's too bothered with it. They're just going to probably just give it a little structure to tighten it up and make sure he doesn't twist it anymore. They certainly can't afford to lose him.
Ball now at the 40-yard line. Second down and five from there. 6:13 left to go. Third quarter. Stallions looking to go to the regional final to take on the winner of Hamilton Township Bexley. From an eye now, true eye set. Silvestri rolling right, looking, throwing downfield, and the pass incomplete. And wow, overthrew number 25 on the play for the Stallions. That was Patrick Moriarty, and almost into the hands of the Cougar DB.
Yeah, that was an ill-advised throw. What he should have done is just gotten a shoulder square, run downhill, and tried to press the corner and get it 3 or 4 yards running the football, because now it's 3rd and 5. And he could have gained 2 or 3 yards running the ball there easily.
Well, we saw his mobility last week, remember?
Oh, he can run.
He ran a couple of option plays, I think, just to keep the opponents guessing in the future. How different is it now, Larry? Remember when you have to exchange tapes and films and all those kind of things? And now you just go to huddle and boom, it's gone in 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's gone in 5 seconds. But I still like the idea of sending scouts to see a game live. And I'll tell you why in a minute.
Velasquez gets the handoff and gets to the 41-yard line, and there's the flag.
Yep.
A little late, and Joey then with a little symbol showing everybody that, yeah, look at my headgear. It got rearranged, so that'll be a first down for the Stallions.
One of the reasons I always like sending scouts, we used to scout everybody 3 times, and I like that because you get a sense of the physicality of the game, who's injured on the sidelines, you know, how did the game feel, because scouts can tell you a lot. Film, you can see what happens. But some of the films aren't as good as they need to be. And sometimes you get a first-hand look with a veteran scout, and they get a real sense of what's going on. And then you get a chance to get down by the sidelines and look at their size and, you know, are they sloppy? Are they fit? Are they big, strong? Or, you know, so you get a real personal look at it.
How do I put this? Did you ever give anybody some poor quality tape or film?
Not on purpose, but I know the year we won the state in 1987, we got a film from a team in Eastern Ohio. All we saw were the center and the two guards. That was it. The center and the two guards. We had to figure out what the other 8 guys were doing.
First and 10 from the 44 of the Cougars after the penalty. Hand off, and it's Van Fossen inside the 40, down to the 38, maybe the 37. So I talked about it, and Ty gets his 4th carry of the campaign. The young man who likes math and science, part of the math club. And has a good gainer on one of the few attempts that he gets. And Alonzo Booth, by the way, back in there now for the Sales.
Yep. By the way, after we beat that team, we reminded them of the poor quality tape they sent us.
And?
Well, I didn't care whether they liked it or not. We beat them, and we moved on, and they didn't. And, you know, what comes around goes around. Sometimes when you treat people poorly, it comes back to get you.
Second down and three from the Cougar 37-yard line. 4:58 left to go. It's Booth. He's got the first down. Pulling the pile, pushing, and taking him all the way down to the 25. He got hit at the 32-yard line, and the posse just kept going for another 7 yards.
If you can imagine what a snowplow looks like going through about an 8-foot drift, that's what it looked like.
I mean, purple snowplow.
Bodies were just flying off to the outside, and he was just penetrating right through the middle of it.
So you're not going to tell us the name of that school?
No.
Okay.
No. They deserve to be anonymous. They don't deserve to have their name on our great air.
Have things changed?
I have no idea.
All right.
We never played them again. I'm not sure if they made the playoffs ever again.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. Yep.
First and 10 from the 25 now for the Stallions. 4:29 left to go. They readjust Van Fossen to the right of Booth. Alonzo's got the toss, and he gets to the 25 and spins down to the 23 or the 22. Well, the ankle has to be okay because he just did a 360 on that play.
Yeah. I think they just made him mad. You know what I mean? It's like they wounded him, and now he's angry.
Kind of the Mongo effect?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grizzly bear effect.
Second down and 8 from the 23-yard line. Sales just milking that clock here in the third quarter. Yeah, at one point, they were hoping they could get that continuous clock going, but right now, the lead at 18. Long time to get the signals from the sidelines. Peaks goes to the top. Got single coverage up there. Toss to Booth between the tackles again. He just rumbles and moves the pile down to the 15. He lost the ball, but they're going to say it was down anyway. I think the Stallions recovered it. We'll have to see, but they marked it down at the 15-yard line. That was a good call because his knee was already in the turf.
DeSales is just pounding the football right at the tackles now. They're just going right off right tackle and left tackle. They're getting a good surge up front. They're getting a body on a body, and they're putting a 240-pound hammer on the linebackers, and pretty soon that just wears you out as a defense.
Third down, and they need one to move the sticks from just past the 15-yard line, approaching 3 minutes left to go. And Silvestri calls his own number, gets the first down. He gets pushed back to the 20-yard line, but got it down to the 13, and that'll be another first down for DeSales. So now they're just playing old-style smash-mouth football.
Yep, this is just absolutely smash-mouth, which is what they did in the first drive, except Booth cracked the long run.
Silvestri's stretching out that left leg a little bit. Either that or he's doing his Mr. Ed impersonation.
Maybe he's trying to count. 11-1, 11-2, 11-3.
You're a wordsmith and a mathematician.
Gee, doggy, look at that boy's cipher.
This is why you taught history, right?
Jethro Bodine.
First and 10 from the 13. Booth waits for the gap, inside the 10, inside the 5, 3-2-1, and the bowling pins go down. Disguised as Beechcroft Cougars.
It was 3-2-1, but he had a rodeo rider. I mean, one of those safeties was just trucked. It looked like a bug hitting a bumper.
Rapidly to the line, first and goal inside the 2-yard line. Silvestri under center, hands it off. Booth off the right side, finds the gap, takes it in. Touchdown! They love that rapid reset, and Booth will take it in for his fourth touchdown of the night, his 36th on the ground this season.
That was power football par excellence.
And it's now 30-6 Stallions. Now we've seen Hartley, we've seen DeSales. And right now they look to be on courses that could take them, obviously, to maybe even the state semifinals or beyond.
Yes.
DeMaceo to make it 31-6. Willie, Canny. Does he? He does. 31-6, 2:23 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Randy Harvest Prep has taken off. They have a 28-14 lead over Danville, and Hamilton Township leads Bexley 26-17.
Interesting.
Well, that would be the team that DeSales would play next week, would be Hammy High. So good luck to the Rangers. And you know, we're not really against Bexley. I'm just saying that last year we had Hamilton Township lose in the opening round to Watterson.
Yeah.
And they were the number one seed, and Watterson snuck in as the eight. And I think they've got an axe to grind this year. They're a little bit angry about what happened last year.
Booth with a one-yard run. That was a 14-play, remember, 92-yard drive. They had the ball back at the 8-yard line. Took 6:12 off the clock, half of the third quarter. Owen's going to dribble into the end zone for the touchback. We'll bring it out to the 20 with 2:23 left to go. And so far for Beechcroft, it's been one nice play. Shamar Samuel, 72 yards. You get the ball inside the 2-yard line. But otherwise, offensively, the Stallions defense been able to hold that Cougar offense in check.
Right. The Beechcroft offensive numbers got skewed with one run. But up to that run, they really didn't have much yardage at all.
On a night where we started this contest at 39 degrees.
In the wrong stadium.
When I got that call, I couldn't believe it. We're moving the game. No, you're not. Oh, yeah, we are.
I was pulling in the parking lot. He goes, we're not here. I said, what do you mean we're not here? I'm sitting here. What do you mean I'm not here?
First and 10, little shovel goes to Samuel out across the 20, 25, out to maybe the 27-yard line. As we get near the 9 o'clock hour, you're listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20, The Wizards. Behind the dials, Ryan Baker back in the studio. Greg Savaldi on location, the man with the numbers, Scott Rex, the analyst extraordinaire, Larry Wolf. I'm Randy Reinhart. Glad to have you aboard. Second down, just past the 27-yard line, closer to the 28. We'll call it second down and two from there with 1:50 left to go in the quarter. Barrett's got one back in the backfield. Hands it off to Samuel again. Gets away from a guy in the backfield. That was Van Fossen. 7-7 and gets the first down.
Van Fossen shot the gap that time from his linebacker spot and almost made the tackle for about a 3 or 4 yard loss. But see, he can gamble. You know, the DeSales linebackers can gamble because they know that they've got an overlap player. Somebody's going to cover for them. So when they see an opening, they can shoot that gap and, you know, take a shot.
And calculating the plus minus and turnovers for DeSales, good shape, I would guess. You like a plus 10 on turnovers?
I would guess 10 is pretty good. 11 would be better.
All right. Never satisfied, is he? First and 10 from the 32. Barrett, the floating snap from the gun, rolls to his left, has some time, dumps it. Pass incomplete to the far side of the field at the 38-yard line. They'll be second and 10 with 1:19 left to go in the third.
You just thought Scott Rex was the only one good with numbers. I know. 11's better than 10.
Sound like Spinal Tap.
7 good years in the fourth grade was not wasted.
Really? There you go. A graduate of Worley High School.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Go Wolverines.
And Capital University.
Capitalis Universitatis.
And you play pro football where?
In my basement.
There you go. Second down and 10 from the 32. Again, they go with that tight little fun bunch at the top with three wideouts. Handed off Samuel, trying to take it back to the right side. He's got room, 30, 35, 40, up to around the 45-yard line before he dances out of bounds.
Brandon Darrow came through clean and looked the wrong direction because he was sure it wasn't going to be that easy. You know what I mean? The ball was right in front of him, and he looked inside, and the ball was going outside.
Kyle Barrett has to tie his shoe. Now he's up, and with 1:11 left to go, he's got his team moving. Here in the second half, they pick up some yards on the ground. They're able to get Samuel through the first wave, and when you can do that, he's got the speed in the open field to accelerate.
He has some scoots. There's no question. When he turns the corner, he gets his shoulders downhill, and he's pretty quick. I mean, I can see why they're 10-1. There's no question. They're a talented bunch, especially on defense, and then they've got some skilled players on offense.
Well, think about the background of Trevor White and all the great guys he's worked with. All that information is rubbed off, plus his own knowledge as well, too. Barrett wants to go long downfield. DB's going to fall down. He's got it in stride. Going to take it in for the touchdown. The DB fell down at the 15-yard line, and the Cougars get the touchdown and get 6 more on the board.
Well, that was Chris McNally on the coverage, and he just stumbled. It looked like the turf monster got him.
I think it's Daytre Long will make the catch and take it in for the touchdown. And now it is 31-12 with 1:02 left to go. But you can see that stumble start, oh, yeah. Larry, and it's a progression over about 7 or 8 yards and then long.
Well, when you're covering a guy with speed and you stumble, that's 2 or 3 steps. You're done, and if he catches it, it's a touchdown.
Long got it in stride, takes it in.
2-point conversion here, Coach?
For the touchdown. Let's see if they'd go for 2 now to make it 31-14. Well, we saw what happened on the try for 1, so this time it'll be Barrett from the gun with Samuel in the background. About 2 steps behind him. Barrett's rolling left, wants to dump underneath, pass incomplete. Looking for Samuel coming out of the backfield. The pass goes through his hands, maybe just a tad high, but still catchable, and will stay now at 31-12, 1:02 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Daniel Bangora with a 17-yard touchdown run, and Harvest Prep has extended their lead to 36-14 over Danville. Bexley hits a 24-yard field goal. They still trail Hamilton Township, though, 26-20.
Cougars inching closer here, Ryan. They get the touchdown pass. Barrett, 55 yards to Long. The pass for 2 failed. 5 plays, 80 yards, 1:21 off the clock. 31-12 the tally here with 1:02 left to go in quarter number 3. And the Stallions going to start the return from the 5-yard line right up the gut to the 15, the 20, the 25-yard line, and maybe to the 26. So a return of about 21 yards perhaps on the play. Is on the return that time is Jared Noble. So the Stallions get it back. All right, if you're to sales right now, do you want another long drive to end the third and start the fourth?
Go back to pounding the football. And the play-action pass is going to be open because right now Beechcroft has to sell out on the run. They don't have a choice. They have to stop this drive because they're down 3 scores, and they're going to run out of time, even though we're not even into the fourth quarter, because DeSales can keep the football for long periods of time.
Peaks to the top, Corcoran to the bottom, Van Fossen, and Booth. From a straight eye this time. Alonzo's got it. Left side goes over the top of one guy, and the flag goes down as he goes down at the 32-yard line. So we'll sort out this hanky from Ernie Hensley and company.
It looks like a hold.
Flags at the 29. And that's the call against the Stallions. You know what we haven't seen in a number of weeks? Defensive holding. I'm trying to remember the last time we've seen that.
It's been a while. Of course, see, a lot of the teams we cover with DeSales and Hartley, they don't throw the ball, so it's hard to get defensive holding.
Mark the ball back to the 19-yard line. It is first down and 18 from there. This is Booth out across the 20. He lost his balance as he crossed the 22. If he can stay upright, he could probably still be running, but he got knocked down right around the 24.
Traquez Park was on the tackle that time, and I'll tell you what, if Booth had stayed on his feet, I'm not sure Traquez wanted to see him because it was one-on-one and there was no place to go.
Yeah, 245 versus 170 doesn't favor Parks.
Nope.
Returning starter at cornerback. 16 solos, 39 assists, 3 sacks, and 8 tackles for a loss.
I can assure you he was happy to see Booth stumble coming through the hole because he didn't have to hit him very hard.
Second down and 12 now, Stallions. Under 20 seconds left. Booth again left side, up across the 25. 30 cuts it back. Nice little slide move to the inside. Gets him up to the 35-yard line. Not sure why we signaled timeout. There was no reason to. He's short of the sticks. With 8 seconds and ticking, we will end the third quarter. The Stallions rapidly to the line, but they're not going to get this one off in the next 2 seconds. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 31-12, Stallions on top. Fourth quarter just around the bend here from Westerville North. You are listening to the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today and go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel. Because of you.
Guys, we have our first final of the night, and it is in Division 3, Region 12. Trotwood-Madison is moving on. They knock off New Richmond 47-10.
Here it's Beechcroft trailing DeSales 31-12 as we enter the fourth quarter regional semifinal action, Division 3, Region 11. And a handoff goes to Booth, and he gets the first down and then some up across the 40 to the 45-yard line. So think about this. They had a first and 18, Larry, and they convert a first down. Total offense now, DeSales 270 yards, and Beechcroft creeping closer, 199 yards for the Stallions, 225 rushing, 45 passing, 94 on the ground for the Cougars, 105 passing in this contest. First and 10 at the 45. Booth again, the up back, and falls forward to the 48-yard line. Boy, you want to stop it if you're the Cougars, but how do you stop a guy that's 245 pounds coming right at you?
Well, and the problem is they put Patrick Moriarty in front of him. He's a tight end, but they put him in the backfield right behind the tackle, and it's like a stacked eye off tackle, and they just run an ISO play right off tackle, and it's tough to stop.
Patrick played a lot of H-back last season for
I mean, he's 220
Stallions.
Pounds. Booth is 240-ish, somewhere in there, and they're coming downhill at you.
And Corcoran, if he's back there, is 215. Will Minick goes 200 pounds, and Will is just a junior. Corcoran, by the way, goes to the top, Moriarty to the bottom now, Silvestri.
And Van Fossen's 200, so.
Yep. Nobody's small. Booth has got it. Hesitation move. Was that a little trip up, or was that a hesitation move he did in the backfield as he took it around the left side?
Well, the defense end came up the field and forced him to go outside and then cut back inside, so it was a good move.
So the ankles must be healthy to make that kind of quick stop like he did and got the ball down to the 46 of the Cougars. So it'll be third down, and they're about a foot and a half shy of the first down.
Well, this is four down territory, I got to believe, unless they lose 3 or 4 yards here, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Alonzo Booth over the 200-yard mark now, 30 carries, 215 yards, with 10:27 left to go. Silvestri on the boot, dumps, pass complete. Corcoran's got all day to run, 40, 35, 30, knocks over defender at the 25, the 20. And goes out of bounds inside the 20 and around the 15-yard line.
He ran over Sincere Henderson, and it didn't even break stride. I mean, he just literally ran over him. I think
34
yards. He was going to go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or was hoping he would go out of bounds. And I think I'll just go ahead and run over you.
Didn't we see that same play last week from Corcoran? I think it was the same pass play.
Same pass play. They only have a few. I mean, it's not like, well, it's really, the sales doesn't need 20. They just need two or three that work.
Silvestri with that little boot and rapidly is able to find Corcoran to the right side and take it down the sidelines.
And on third and one, you got to believe Booth was getting the ball there, which is why Corcoran got so open.
Good play calling by Cromwell and company. Booth's got it inside the 10, inside the 5. You know, there was a little seam, and it looked like he was going to wait for it to clear out, but no, he just accelerated with his head down and got a huge gain on the play.
He's a snowplow, just pushing bodies. And he's so thick, it's hard to get a hold of him. You know, if you try to tackle him low, you can't do it. You try to tackle him high, and he just rips through you. So.
Second down and one from the 4. Van Fossen and Booth lined up in the eye. Silvestri, the junior signal caller, under center. Going to wait maybe for 5 seconds. The back judge with a hand up. Now he decides to snap it, tosses it to Booth, right up the middle, and a scrum breaks out. He only needed about 2 feet, and I think he probably got that and enough for a first and goal.
Now they're bringing in the
bigots. Mullins is coming in. Also Barber coming in.
So they're bringing in 225
and 320.
And 320.
Put him in the backfield.
That's unfair. Booth is out. They're going to give this ball to Velazquez.
Where's Alonzo's helmet? There it is.
It's laying on the ground.
Found it.
got it along the sidelines. Velasquez is the deep man.
His helmet's broken, that's what it is.
Toss to Velasquez, trying to get to the corner. Now cuts it inside and gets it in for the touchdown. So they repair the helmet on Booth. Meanwhile, Joey says, I get a chance to score with 8:38 left to go, and it's 37-12.
Yeah, they put the big ones in the game, and they gave it to the sophomore, and he just made a nice cut at about the 3-yard line, got his shoulder square, and went downhill into the end zone.
And Alonzo, looking up into the stands right now, they're doing some repairs to a helmet. He may switch helmets.
His face mask is broken.
Broken, yeah. It's just a grill hanging there. Look at that.
Well, you break those snaps that hold it, and it's as hard as he runs and as often as he gets hit, it's a wonder anything survives.
The right side is attached. The left side has gone convertible. Demasio for the extra point.
I don't think he's happy he didn't get the extra touchdown.
Snap, kick, it's up, man. It's good. 38-12 with 8:38 left to go. We'll pause one more time for 30 seconds right here on the CCL Game of the Week on AM 820.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Danville will not go away. They get a touchdown and they trail Harvest Prep, however, though, still 36-21. Hamilton Township just missed a 40-yard field goal, so it is Bexley's ball late in the fourth quarter, trailing by 6, 26-20.
Oh, here you go.
Here we go.
John Smith and the Lions, can they come back against Nate Hillerich? Here, it is now 38-12. Velasquez takes it in 2 yards. 10 plays, 73 yards, 4:18 off the clock. The icing from Demasio, and we stand at 38-12. Dominic sends it deep, but we'll have a return from the 4-yard line. Straight up the gut across the 10, 15, 20, 25, and Trey Long out to maybe the 28-yard line, and that's where the Cougars will get it back now with 8.5 left to go. Do you keep running the ball, or do you start throwing it right now if you're Beechcroft?
Well, they've been successful this half actually running the football, but they've only had one play inside the tackles that was successful. That was a 72-yard run. Everything else has been the toss to the outside. You know, it's 38-12. I think they realize they're probably not going to win this game, but they'd like to maybe put another one on the board here.
As with the sales.
What do you do best? You know, that's the question. What do you do best? And they're going to that tight trips formation here.
To the bottom, one wide to the top, one back in the backfield. That's Samuel to the left of Barrett on his first down play. Barrett rolling, looking left and throwing it, and I'm not sure. I think we'll say it was intended for Juwan Bell at around the 33-yard line, but it wasn't close to him.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he zigged and the ball zagged because he turned in and the ball went out. So they had a failure to communicate on that one.
So second down and 10 now. With 8:26 left to go, Stallions unblemished, 11-0. Ryan Wiggins and company looking to advance on to take on the winner of that Bexley-Hamilton Township game. Don't forget, Ryan Baker will have the scores after this contest as well, too, before we sign it off. Hand off, Samuel, right side, 30, 35, 36-yard line. Shy of the sticks by a couple. It'll be third down with 8:18 left to go.
So now that play's been successful because they run that tight bunch set right off the left tackle. So the defense has to bring three people over to cover it, and then they're weak to the other side. And then they just run the counter play wide, and they've been able to run that play three or four times here for some yardage.
Third and a couple from the 37.
This could be a problem, though. Where do you want to go with this?
Beechcroft. Looking for a way to keep it alive.
Same formation. Tight bunch to their left.
Barrett hands it off. They get it up to the 36, maybe the 37. They'll be shy. Let's go back to Ryan Baker. Ryan, you have an update on Bexley-Hamilton Township.
Yeah, Randy, Hamilton Township has just picked off Bexley quarterback Simon Cruz. 1 minute, 15 seconds left to play in the game. However, the Lions have all three of their timeouts, so we'll keep you up to date on this one as it comes down to the wire.
All right, so that's the status of the other game in Division 3, Region 11 right now. The winner of this contest will take the winner of that one on next Saturday night.
This might be the deepest penetration the Rangers have had in the playoffs since Coach Kotlinski was down there at the Rangers many, many moons ago, back in the maybe early 90s or late 80s.
Nate Hillrich has done a good job with that program. Shamar Samuel out across the 40-yard line, and they opt to go for it on a fourth down and a couple, and they get the first down at the 41-yard line to keep it going. Under 7 minutes left to go. Each team with their full complement, by the way, of three timeouts left in this game. By the way, Larry will be going down to the frozen tundra as well. If the sales wins.
I'm staying up here where it's warm.
Okay.
Ryan doesn't really want to talk to me. I'll just interview.
Which Ryan?
I'll just interview Greg Savolti. He can act like Ryan Williams.
We got an official's timeout on the field as Corcoran's going to have to check off the field.
Is he bleeding or something?
So he'll check out. And checking on is Will Linick. And they're attending to his left arm. I think there's a little blood on his left arm. First and 10 from the 42-yard line. Coming back around from bottom to top across the 45-yard line out to near midfield on the carry that time. I think it's Jawan Bell coming back around. And he gets a little gainer on the play, so a nice move. And let's go back to Ryan Baker. Ryan, do you have a final?
Yeah, we do, Randy. Hamilton Township has hung on. They knock off Bexley 26-20, giving the Lions their first loss of the season. And if DeSales hangs on, which it looks like they will, it'll be the Rangers and the Stallions next week here on AM 820.
Congratulations to the Rangers. It's exciting for Coach. I mean, last year, it's like they couldn't do anything right in that game. I think they had four or five turnovers in the second half. It was kind of comical to watch.
And Watterson put up some offensive numbers that we hadn't seen for quite a while.
We hadn't seen all year from him, so it was the perfect storm.
Little shoe repair for Mr. Barrett as we get an official's timeout for that. Second down and two for the Cougars from midfield.
He was properly shod.
Easy for you to say.
Hmm. No, that's turf. It's not sod.
Two to each side now. Barrett straight back to throw. Looks to his right. Throws it downfield. Threw it before the cut. Kind of shot put of that ball, and the pass just kind of died out there at the 37-yard line.
Listen, if you saw Darius Mullins bearing down on you, you'd throw
I'd hand
it early
him the football.
You'd turn
it. Sir,
this,
you may
man.
Have this.
Hey, just leave me alone. Do
have a nice day.
Darius Mullins was about a step and a half away when he shot putted that ball.
Can I turn around and block for you, sir?
Anything you want, sir.
6:21 left to go. Third down and two from the 50-yard line. Who was the biggest guy you guys ever had to face? Do you remember?
Yes, there was a kid down at North College Hill. He was 6 feet four, 450 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
We called him the Eggman. He was huge.
And off on the delay goes to Samuel. Shamar has the first down, but then is pushed back and a flag at the end of the play at the 46-yard line.
It's kind of comical because we actually drew a picture of a big egg and put two little skinny feet on him. And we said, this is what you're going to play against. And the kids laughed. They thought we were kidding until they saw the film. They went, you weren't kidding. And we said, I tried to tell you.
Now, you weren't making fun of his size.
No, we're just trying to emphasize to our kids how big he was.
Were you able to handle him?
We actually won the game in overtime. We were smart. We said, where is he? Go somewhere else.
Penalty against the Cougars. I think it's a holding call.
It's one of the nice things about coaching smart kids. They learn quickly. We can't block him. We can't move him. Let's go somewhere else.
That's an advantage you've had your whole life, isn't it?
I have been so lucky in my career to coach nothing but great kids. I mean great kids, not average kids, not good kids, great kids who are smart. They listened. And I just worry about all my comrades who never had that opportunity to just coach great kids.
At Reedy and also at Academy.
Academy.
Well, you had to at
Hartley,
Academy.
Hartley
as
Reedy.
Well, too, yeah.
Just wonderful kids.
Third and nine from the 43-yard line. Two wide to either side, one back in the backfield. That's Samuel. Barrett back to throw, looks on the out pattern, guns pass, incomplete, should have been caught at the 50-yard line, and was dropped.
You know, and then you take the two Hilliard schools, Davidson and Darby, and then you take a High Dominican. I mean, nobody can be that lucky their whole career, but I had been. So
knock on wood, somebody was looking down from the great beyond on me.
You outkicked your coaching coverage.
No question. I kicked my coverage when I married my wife, so I'm like two for two in life.
How many years now?
40 years.
Shamar Samuel to punt. Allegedly to punt from the 43-yard line. Low snap, he's got it, gets it off. A high kick, not that deep, and they clear out of the way, but it takes a Cougar roll from the 30 inside the 25, the 20 inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. 43 yards on that punt, about 20 of that on the roll. And now the Stallions get it back with 5:57 left to go. Let's see if Lonzo Booth's helmet is okay. We'll see if Corcoran is okay, if he can come back out there as well, too.
You know, I mentioned 40 years. This December 26th will be 46 years for our first date.
Really?
Why does that woman stick around with me? I just have no idea.
Why did it take 6 years, just out of curiosity?
She had standards.
Okay.
She was still waiting to see if she could turn me into something.
You slowly broke her down,
right? It took 40 years to finally whittle me into a semi-human being. It's pretty good. Pretty good effort.
And the verdict is still out.
And she's going to heaven. There's no doubt.
First and 10 for the 14, 5:57 left to go. The Sales leading 38-12 in this one. Backs from an eye. Hand off goes to the second man through. Velasquez gets across the 20-yard line. The flag down as he goes up to the 21.
That always drove me crazy. We're just trying to run out the clock and get out of here, and you keep throwing holding flags.
You know, there are many ways to listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 on your dial at AMA 20, streaming live at stgabrielradio.com with the TuneIn Radio app and with the St. Gabriel phone app as well, too. And you can check out the St. Gabriel Radio archives as well, too, at stgabrielradio.com, including the CCL Game of the Week. Some weeks it's the games of the week, like this week, and it looks like that'll be the case next week as well, too.
Absolutely.
So the penalty marked the ball back inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. They need to get it up to the 24, so they need 16 on a first down play with 5:53 left to go. Backs from an eye. Velasquez, a little hesitation move, gets it across the 10, up to around the 13-yard line. Silvestri sprinting upfield to get the play up to Ryan Wiggins at around the 24-yard line. It's the fastest I think he's run all night. Gets the information and gets ready to head back to the huddle, or near huddle. And now is when you can milk the clock, Larry, because on a running play like that, wait for that back judge and the hand to go up in 5 seconds.
Yep. Well, they've been doing that most of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter here, so.
Hand goes up 5, 4, 3, snap the football. Toss, Velasquez up to the 15, fights the 17, maybe the 18-yard line. Going to be third down from there.
Now, DeSales would really like to get a first down here, so it's third and about 7, give or take 6 maybe. They may pass the football here because they really don't want to put their defense back out on the field. You take a risk of getting another kid hurt.
And where is Alonzo Booth?
He's where he should be, right on the sidelines. Because there's no reason to take a chance if Asamoah can't play to lose your best running back here.
And hopefully Brian can be healthy and wealthy and ready to go next week against the Rangers.
I got a feeling he will be healthy. As to whether or not they'll play him, I don't know.
From the 18-yard line, they need 6. 4:21 left to go. And did they take a timeout? Yep. DeSales burns the timeout with 4:21 left to go. They will burn their first timeout here in the second half. Let's go back to Ryan Baker. Ryan, you gave us the update on Hamilton Township. What was the final in that one again? And is there anything else going on right now?
26-20, the final in that one, Randy. The Rangers winning. Harvest Prep, it looks like they may have put the nail in Danville's coffin. 44-21, they now lead the Blue Devils with just under 3 minutes to play. Also, a lot of finals coming in. Toledo Central Catholic, the team that was ranked number one in the state in Division 3. They're the one seed in Region 10. They have beat University School 56-13 tonight. We mentioned the Trotwood-Madison score. That one is final as well. In Division 5, Edison has knocked off Eastwood. And Coldwater, Randy, came back after trailing the whole game against Greenview, and they get a 27-24 win. The Cavaliers, they just never die.
They always know how to win. You know, the interesting thing is, are we on a collision course, Larry, in Division III between Toledo Central Catholic and DeSales? Would it be in the state final or the state semis?
Well, who knows? I mean, Trotwood-Madison's in this thing, too, so they're pretty good. I mean, there are some good teams in Division III. Any of these Division III teams probably play the Division I schools and stand toe-to-toe with them.
Third down and just about seven now. Velasquez, the acceleration, pops through the hole off the left side, gets it up to the 25-yard line, and that's going to move the sticks and allow the Stallions to trot further upfield and milk some more of that clock. But we've got a player down on the field right now for the Cougars at the 23-yard line.
Yeah, it looks to be number three,
I think.
I think
it's Tavion Bell. Tavion Bryan, I should say.
Yep. You said Bell, and I copied you.
Tavion Bell. I was thinking Le'Veon Bell.
Yep. Ooh, is he playing?
Not in this game.
Okay. Whew. I was worried there for a minute. I didn't know he had any eligibility left.
Crowport would like that, huh?
Oh, just about anybody would like that.
You know, that's a fun team this past year. I had a chance to call the Cruisers. I think they're on the upswing as well, too. It could be a lot of fun in the future as well.
They're one of those forgotten OCC teams. They just stay down there around the South Outer Belt. Nobody knows a whole lot about them. They don't get a lot of respect, and then they have some tough kids, and they beat you. You know, and you go, how'd that happen?
Well, the interesting thing is, too, you know, they're building that new high school right behind the old high school. So to get to the football stadium, they've built a 20-foot-wide path, asphalted it back there to basically get the necessary items back there to get to the football stadium. But sometimes they have to park at the career center and everything like that, and that's going to go on for another year or two until they complete that new high school. But a great addition and long overdue for the land of the Cruisers.
Well, they've had some good teams, and they've had some good players down there. I mean, going all the way back to Ben Needham and, you know, those boys. I mean, Bill
Anthony
Conley.
Anthony Lowry.
Bill Conley used to coach down there and cut his coaching teeth down there at Groveport. And,
Tom McDonald.
Oh, they've had some good names through that program.
His famous line with me was always, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, buddy? First and 10 from just past the 25-yard line. Peaks in motion, bottom to top. It's Velasquez, and he spins, and he gets hit at the 25, and he's pushed back from there. Well, I think Joey's getting more work in this contest than he thought he would.
I'm sure he's happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
He genuinely looks like he looks forward to playing football. I mean, he's like, give me the ball. Just give me the ball.
But as a sophomore, he has got a large role already for the DeSales Stallions. Think about the upside for this kid.
Well, that's the good news. The better news is he's a great baseball player. So, you know, he plays both of them. I don't know. It's pretty hard to imagine he's that much better in baseball, but he must be.
Tom Newbert, the great athletic director, is also the baseball coach at DeSales. He's got to love that. 3:10 left to go. Second down and 10 from just past the 25. Really no gain on that play. Coming around, getting the handoff is Ryan Peaks from top to bottom. Got knocked out of bounds at around the 29, but they're going to continue to crank the clock.
Well, the clock keeps going if you're knocked out of bounds backwards, usually, and that's kind of what happened there. So forward progress was stopped on the field, so they're going to keep the clock running.
And mercifully, some would say, at this point.
Yes.
At
yes.
38-12.
Get this game over and make sure nobody else gets hurt. And for Beechcroft, it's been a great year for them, and they can move on to their winter sports knowing that they were 10-2 and they lost to a team that was undefeated.
Think about it. Beechcroft, Eastmore, and even the West Cowboys
at West.
The City League all making the postseason.
Yep. And Franklin Heights from the OCC, that's a newbie.
Third down. Toss. Velasquez gets it up to the 34-yard line. Needed to get across the 35 to near the 36. So he's going to be about a yard and a half shy of the first down. What do you think here?
I think they'll go for it. And then they'll just take a knee. This could be a quarterback sneak.
Going to mark it right at the 35. So it is fourth down and one. Maybe not quite 3 feet, which would be a yard, I think, right?
In most states.
All right. But not in Canada.
No.
And we're having a little problem with our headgear for one of the Cougars. Now we're all ready to go.
Go!
Now they need to chop the clock again.
1:40 and ticking. Fourth down and one. Silvestri moving the pile, moving the pile. Did he get 2 feet?
He got it.
Oh, no. He did a somersault. Let's see where they mark it.
They've got it.
Yeah, they're not even going to measure. They're going to say first down. I think we're just ready to kind of put this one in the truck. So Larry Wolf is going to get ready to head down to the field. Got a timeout on the field, though, now as we unsort this pile. We've got a stallion down at the 37-yard line. Late in this contest, it's Omar Vargas, the big offensive lineman. It's the last thing the Stallions wanted to see on a fourth down and short, to see their right guard go down. Returning starter in Omar, 5'10", 225, and a senior. Joey DeSantis can also play in that spot as well, too, but Vargas lying down on his back on the field right now at the 36-yard line. 1:35 left on the clock. DeSales looking to march to 12-0 for that matchup with Hamilton Township next week. Kind of wonder where that's going to be played. Wonder if Gahanna is in the mix or someplace like New Albany. We'll wait and see. As Vargas being attended to down on the field, they're going to go ahead and stretch out that right leg a little bit, bending it back and forth as he lays down on the turf. Don't forget, coming up next Friday night, it's Ottawa Glandorf taking on Hartley. Looks like that's going to be from Bell Fountain. We'll have that contest for you. And Saturday night, we'll have the Sales taking on Hamilton Township as well, too. Pre-game coverage on Friday night is going to start, I believe, at 7:15 on Saturday. It'll be at 6:45, and Vargas on his feet now, slowly putting some weight on both legs, but taking his time, marching off the field near side for the Stallions. And probably happened on a play when they got the first down. Now they're just going to, as Larry mentioned too, just take the knee for the last couple of plays and see if they put somebody back deep. I think Silvestri went back to a referee, Ernie Hensley, and said, look, we're just going to take a knee. Velasquez is going to go back as a safety back on the 25-yard line. Clock going to tick down. They're going to wait till it gets to under five before they snap the ball. And again, the same thing. Cole Silvestri just looking across the line of scrimmage for the back judge. They're waiting till that arm goes up, letting him know there's 5 seconds left before he has to snap the ball. And hand goes up with 1:12 left to go. And he snaps it with 1:09 and takes the knee. Have to do that at least one more time, maybe twice. 1 minute left to go in this contest, 38-12. DeSales on top of this one. Larry Wolf is already headed down to the field to talk to Ryan Wiggins for our postgame show. On a crisp night at what started to be Westerville Central and then moved to Westerville North. 45 seconds left to go. They time this right. One more snap and that'll be it. Waiting for the back judge to put his hand up in the air. Down to 38 seconds left to go. So indeed, this will be the last snap of this contest. Down to 30. The hand goes up with 31. And there's the knee. Watch the referee. He's going to take his time to reset this. Peers back at the clock with 25. He's not going to do anything, and that'll do it. DeSales is going to get the victory in this contest. Hard fought for the Stallions. They do it without Brian Asamoah. And near the end, they lose Omar Vargas. We'll have to check out his situation. And Alonzo Booth loses his headgear to a certain extent. But somehow the Stallions march down the field. They get the touchdowns, and Alonzo scores 4 times. And DeSales moves on, 38-12, the final in this one. We'll take a break when we come back, our post-game show, as Larry will talk to Ryan Wiggins. That and more when you come back to the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to Westerville North High School. It's all over. The Sales gets the victory 38-12 over Beechcroft. They advance to the regional final next week to take on Hamilton Township. A site to be announced tomorrow afternoon. Randy Reinhart upstairs and Larry Wolf down on the field. And he's just about to be joined, if you look over your right shoulder, by Ryan Wiggins, the head coach of the Stallions. As this team marches to 12-0, let's go down to Larry right now.
I'm down here with a very happy Ryan Wiggins. I mean, it's a 38-12 win over a very game and tough Beechcroft Cougar, especially their defense. Talk to me a little bit about what you thought you would see from Beechcroft and what you actually did see.
Exactly what I thought. Very good on defense. Big up front. Linebackers that are very active and can fly to the ball. They haven't given up many points this year. Exactly what we thought we'd see. We thought we'd have to try to wear them down a little bit. I think we might have done that.
They're very athletic on the defensive side, but they were no match for your power game inside. Alonzo Booth again, but he wasn't the only one. I mean, you had some tough running from a little youngster named Velasquez.
Yeah, he's a tough kid, downhill, strong, you know, strong guy. And the guys up front did a great job. And, again, it was a process. You know, what was maybe a couple, 2 or 3 yard gain early on became bigger gains later on. So we wore down at what I thought was a real good defense.
Well, you got a 240-pound hammer back there with a big offensive line. Now, I saw Omar Vasquez got a little, dinged up there a little bit, and it seems like he's okay. I saw him walking around here, looks pretty good. So next week you're going to play a tough Hamilton Township team.
Yeah, absolutely. Regional championship, they're all tough in the playoffs. You win, you move on, you're happy with that, and got another week.
Well, it's 38-12 from down here. We're down here with Ryan Wiggins. He's happy. He's going on to week 13, and it's St. Francis DeSales against Hamilton Township. And we don't know where that's going to be, but it's going to be a titanic battle for the regional championship. Congratulations, Ryan.
All right, thanks, guys.
Larry, thank you very much. And again, next week we'll have that contest for you Saturday night with our pregame coverage starting at 6:45. Before we wrap it up here, let's head back to the studios of AMA 20. And Ryan's got the update on all the other games. Ryan, what's going on tonight?
Randy, first things first, congratulations to the Stallions tonight. A huge win for them moving on to that regional final next week against Hamilton Township. So congratulations to Coach Wiggins and the Stallions. Their fantastic season continues next week. The other games in the region, we talked about Hamilton Township. That's who DeSales will play next Saturday night. They hang on to beat Bexley 26-20, the final in that one. So it's DeSales, Hamilton Township for the Region 11 championship and the right to go to the Final Four next Saturday night right here on AM 820. The other local game in the area, Harvest Prep, they are moving on to the regional final as well in Division 7, Region 27. They knock off Danville tonight, 44-21. Let's go ahead and give you the updates on the games around the state. Let's start in Division 3, Region 9. New Philadelphia comes back late in the game, knocks off Akron East 27-20, the final in that one. It looks like they will be playing Archbishop Hoban next week. Hoban has a 21-7 lead over Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's. Toledo Central Catholic, they are moving on 56-13. The final in that one. They will play the winner of Lexington and Sandusky. And with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Lexington just went up. They have a 24-19 lead over the Blue Streaks. Of course, Region 11, DeSales, Hamilton Township. Again, next Saturday night right here on AM 820. Region 12, the championship will come down to St. Mary's or Trotwood Madison. St. Mary's knocks off Franklin tonight, gives them their first loss of the season, 55-31. Trotwood Madison beats New Richmond, 47-10. Moving over to Division 5 in Region 17, LeBray is moving on. They beat Garfield, 41-6, and Canton Central Catholic shuts out Black River, 30-0. In Region 18, Norwayne is moving on to the regional championship. They beat Swanton tonight, 28-21. They will play Edison, who knocked off Eastwood, 28-7. Region 19, Wheelersburg beats Nelsonville York, 38-6, the final in that one. And Coshocton scores late to knock off Garraway, 23-20. Region 20, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy knocked off Milton Union tonight, 45-28. And Coldwater comes from behind. They beat Greenview by a score of 27-24. In Division 7 tonight, Region 25, the number one seed, Norwalk St. Paul. They are moving on. They shut out Monroeville, 24-0. They will play JFK, who beats Mogador, 16-3. Region 26, Macomb is shutting out Hicksville, 42-0. That one is not final yet. Another one not final. Crestview is beating Arlington, 28-7. So it looks like it'll be Crestview and Macomb in Region 27. Harvest Prep, they will play the number one seed Waterford in Region 27. They shut out Trimble tonight, 22-0. And finally, in Region 28, Fort Recovery beats Covington, 42-14. And Minster, 41-8 winners over Upper Scioto Valley. So Randy and Larry, we've gone double duty the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. We'll be doing it again next week. Hartley, Ottawa, Glandorf on Friday night. It begins at 7:15 with the pregame coverage. And then Hamilton Township, DeSales, 1 week from tonight, next Saturday, 6:45. Our pregame coverage will begin. And Randy, like you said, now we just get to play the guessing game of where we'll be next week. We know we'll be at Bellefontaine on Saturday night or Friday night. Where are we going to be Saturday?
Be interesting to find out. And again, we'll have that information by tomorrow afternoon. You can find that out from the OHSAA.org, and also we'll have promos throughout the week to let you know exactly where it'll be. Randy Reinhardt alongside Frosty the Snowman, who's come back upstairs from down there. And how cold is it?
I'll tell you what, I must just be getting old, because I was shivering and shaking down there. I used to stand on those sidelines for years and never even worry about the cold. I'm telling you, it's cold down there.
Well, you know what?
That's it. I need a pay raise.
Is red hot. 364 yards of total offense. Beechcroft, 221. Mm. On the ground for the Stallions, 285-79 in the air. And Beechcroft, a little symmetry almost. 116 rushing, 105 passing. 15 first downs for the Sales, 8 for Beechcroft. No turnovers in this contest. Interesting with everything that happened in this game. But 15 accepted penalties, 60 yards for DeSales, 58 for Beechcroft. Individual stats, you look at it, Booth, 32 carries, 226 yards and 4 touchdowns. Velasquez, 15 for 45 and a score. Silvestri, efficient, 2 of 4 passing for 79 yards. On the other side, Samuel Shamar, 17 carries, 114 yards for Beechcroft. And Barrett was 9 of 18 passing, 105 yards and 1 touchdown. Closing thoughts about this contest as Alonzo Booth gets the 4 touchdowns and DeSales romps 38-12.
Well, it's too much power up front. DeSales has been able to overpower most of their opponents this year, and it was more of the same tonight. And they got off to that 14-0 lead, and the big kick right before the halftime made it a three-score game, and then they came right out and put one on the board. So that kind of put the game out of reach. And Beechcroft was game, though. They came back and scored a couple and